Unit 3. A Sense of Wonder. Listening Part 3. Multiple Choice. You'll hear an interview with a university researcher called Dr. Susan Cullneen talking about her book. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Our guest tonight is Dr. Susan Cullneen from Camford University. Dr. Cullneen, as I understand it, you've recently published a book on cross-cultural communication. What do you think makes it a hot topic these days?
In today's multicultural societies, and with the increasing opportunities for international travel, more and more often we find ourselves in situations where we have to interact with people from other cultures. These encounters give us an exciting opportunity to learn new things or expand our knowledge about the world. At the same time, it's also a challenge which can often lead to conflicts.
What causes these conflicts?
We all follow our own patterns for communication and behaviour, based on our cultural values and assumptions. The problem is that we're not always aware of these, or that they may be different from other people's. People tend to view their own beliefs and attitudes as the only logical way to think and act. So, when we face an interaction that we don't understand, we often interpret others' behaviour as strange or wrong. If you want to succeed in communicating with people from other cultures, you first need to learn to question and re-evaluate your assumptions.
You mean we should try to avoid stereotyping?
Well, I'm not saying stereotyping is a good thing, but it does fulfill an important psychological function. It makes us feel we understand a confusing situation. It helps us believe we are in control. But when we stereotype, we oversimplify an observation about someone else's behaviour, then make a generalisation from just one or two isolated examples about the cultural norms of an entire society. It's a place to start, but we need to know that stereotypes are more often wrong than right. So we must be prepared to continue observing people's behaviour and to reconsider our views with each new observation.
Are there any useful techniques to help us do this?
It begins with admitting that ours is not the only way. Keeping an open mind is important, as is developing an empathy for others, considering each situation not only from our perspective, but also from their point of view. When we communicate, we'd be better off finding ways to make it work, rather than worry about whose fault it is when it breaks down. A very effective technique is what we call active listening. It involves listening carefully, then restating the other speaker's statements in your own words to check you both understand them the same way. As well as rephrasing statements, you also need to ask frequent questions to ensure none of the intended meaning is lost.
Yes, I can see how that would help mutual understanding. Is there anything else to watch out for?
Yes. Communication is about much more than just words and phrases. Facial expressions and gestures, of course, also carry meaning. But something that people don't always think about is the fact that we also communicate by how loudly we speak, by where we stand or sit in relation to one another, and how much space we keep between us.
What do you mean exactly?
I'll tell you about my own experience at the university. A couple of years ago, a new colleague, Julia, joined us from Malta. Her first language is English, as is mine, so I couldn't imagine her having any communication problems with me. Sure enough, there were no language problems, but each time we spoke, I felt something was just not working right. Then I noticed that whenever we started a conversation in the middle of a room, we always finished with me standing with my back to a wall or my desk. And that led me to discover the problem was with our differing sense of personal space. For Julia, who was from the Mediterranean, it was natural to stand closer during an informal conversation. But where she felt comfortable, I had to step backwards to ease my own discomfort, because I always felt she was standing too close. And both of us were doing this, completely unaware of what was going on, which is why I always ended up against the wall. The experience made me realise communication was much more than just the language we use.
So this means that when I speak to anyone from the Mediterranean, I should remember to stand a bit closer.
No, you've just fallen into the trap of stereotyping. It's worth bearing in mind that whatever the cultural norms are, they may not apply to any particular person. Our cultural background is only one of the many factors that influence our behaviour and attitudes. We are all much more complicated than simply representing the place we come from. What I'd advise you to do is keep your eyes open. Use what you now know about personal space or whatever else you discover in your interactions to understand the other person better and adjust your own expectations about how to communicate more effectively.
Thank you. And now...